Kevin's never going to. He's like, you know what, guys? I just decided I don't need your show.
Yeah. No, fuck you guys. Like, I don't need it.
Fuck it. I'm done.
Aww. Yeah. Aww.
Oh, all right. Don't do that, Kevin. We love you.
Clearly you don't.
Yeah. He's like, have you listened to the last?
Yeah.
Dude, I don't care what anyone says. Dave Grohl has become my new... I have so much respect for this guy. Like, not only has he accepted to do the concert for those thousands of people who went out and played the song for him, you know, wherever, in the Neverlands or what the fuck.
Yeah.
But... like, he's pulled people on the stage to finish songs in the last couple weeks, and they've actually been pretty good. And then now, like, I'm watching one that just hit front page of Reddit. They seem to all be fans nowadays of him. But this guy is crying in the crowd. And
yeah, I saw that trending earlier. You, like, pulled him up to finish the song with him or whatever?
Yeah, like, just... like, what a fucking awesome guy.
Yeah. Why was the dude crying?
Because he loves his hero? Wow. And it makes you look at people, too. And, like, this guy's in his early 40s, probably. And you really start to see the fan base, like, how much it's changed. Like, everybody's, like, in their 20s when they first started loving the Foo Fighters.
Mm-hmm.
I posted it on Facebook the other day when I was like... fuck, everybody that I loved as a teenager is now in their 50s. It's so sad.
Yeah, man.
I'm like, holy shit, I'm getting so old. Comcast admits that its 300 gigabyte data cap serves no technical purpose.
Oh, shit. Shouldn't say that.
Nope. Wow. Especially when companies are starting to be like, hey, we're offering 1 gigabit and we don't have a cap. It's unlimited.
It's crazy. That shit cray.
That shit cray.
Show well, notes. Hey, what are you doing tomorrow night?
Tomorrow is a Tuesday. I don't have any plans. Why?
Oh, you're off. Oh, so you're off work tomorrow.
No. Shit. I actually have to work tomorrow because I took the weekend off for
this next weekend.
Yeah, this weekend for QuarterCon.
I'm just trying to figure out a time to stream. I just want to stream some more, but I want to play. That's the thing. Like, I can play Ark all day long, and I can stream Ark all day long. But the problem is that, like, the guy that I work with who also plays, like, when we're on, like, we'll talk if we're, like, near each other, like, working on stuff. But if we both go do our own thing, then I'm not talking to anybody, or unless I'm typing it out in the chat in the game. I just want to play games with people and stream and stuff.
I tried to attempt last year to stream QuarterCon, but everybody shut off. Like, everybody shut down because everybody's like a recluse in my group of friends.
Oh yeah,
and so they all are like. Everyone's like, yeah, fuck that pussy. Yeah, I'm gonna fuck that pussy. And then the camera goes on. Fuck them.
Yeah. Bunch of bitches.
And I'm just like, all right, well, that's not gonna work. So
yeah.
I thought about hiding the camera.
Yeah, I would.
and then doing it. And so but I'd have to have a lot of cable. And hide it somewhere. That no one would see. Essentially, I just need your baby monitor. The wireless one. Oh, hey, did you see this? Check this out. I don't know if you saw it, but look at my wall behind me. I changed
the... I saw the two pictures up there.
The one that... the controller one my wife painted a long time ago.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
When we first got together. And then the one next to it, Colin actually did that all by himself. And it's his first painting. And it's of Toothless... the dragon.
Oh, I see it. Okay, yeah.
And so I was like, that's fucking incredible for an 8-year-old first-time painter. I was like, that's going on my wall. Obviously, it's going to get moved though when the Batman, I mean when the Star Wars stuff gets framed.
I've framed all that stuff. I just haven't put it up yet because I'm like, where the fuck do I put this? I'm running out of fucking room.
I'm putting it back there, and I may get rid of. We're having a giant garage sale in September or October. I may clear out some of this stuff on the shelves. I may move that shelf. I don't know yet. I don't know what I'm gonna do, but I want to make that whole back wall and this whole area kind of very showy.
Yeah,
I was thinking about just putting up a portable green screen right here,
mm-hmm.
and then having just an artificial kind of bookcase with a whole bunch of artificial toys on it and stuff. I don't fucking know.
I could see that for I don't know for what.
Yeah, I guess if we ever streamed live, but we're not doing that, so it doesn't matter.
I wish. And I don't know, like maybe, I mean, we could always use Twitch to stream our shows when we record like this.
There's not multi-camera though. That's the only problem.
But you would just record your desktop.
Oh yeah, I can, with the program, I can actually stream.
Select window.
Yeah, the Google Hangouts window.
Yeah.
Didn't think about that.
I would be worried. My concern would be that it would suck up bandwidth.
But would it suck up my bandwidth?
That's also true. You've got probably the best internet out of all of us. We were trying to watch something on what's it called? Sling TV earlier, mm-hmm. and it was just like every 5 seconds would just load, and I was like, oh, what the fuck is happening? And I did the speed test. Normally we're about 60 to 70 megabytes a second.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we pay for, like, 60 or whatever. Sometimes we get a little bit more. And it was at, like, 19. And I was like, the fuck is this? What is happening?
That is the only problem. That is the only problem with not having fiber is you can get fast speeds, but it's a shared speed. Like, with your with your neighborhood.
Yeah.
And so if anybody else is fucking downloading shit, you're like, why is my speed dropping down?
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck is happening? Like, what? Why, God, why? Because we were watching live TV, too, so it wasn't like
mm-hmm.
it could buffer itself. I mean, it was like trying to fucking play the show because it was just not. Oh, it was the worst. The worst.
I don't want that in my life.
I wish we had fiber. I wish.
Well, someday. Maybe someday. Maybe. Oh, we've been getting a lot of followers on Twitter, which has been really cool. Lately,
yeah, been kind of weird, like because I keep getting like alerts. Yeah. It's like who the fuck are you? Where are you coming from?
And I didn't notice this, but somebody posted a visitor post. Oh, there it is. Yeah, I saw that. That's so cool. Thank you, Patrick.
What happened?
Patrick Lassiter posted on our Facebook page the remember when the gaming systems have to.
The memory thing?
The memory thing.
Yeah.
That was funny. Oh, he's a application developer at Sprint and the owner and general manager at nowhere. And he went to Princeton University. So somebody that smart is listening to us.
I'm so sorry, dude.
Yeah, our bad.
Yeah,
well, we're making like, you dumber.
He like listens to our show and is like, genius, Princeton.
Or he listens to our show and he's just like, and he's, oh wait, good best point right there. Fucking stupid.
I wonder how we're doing. I have not been paying attention to views because no one's posting anything. Myself included, so I haven't been paying attention.
On your left.
I'm so afraid to look.
They've been kind of low, but the post... I'm going to post this one with the fucking... Oh, we forgot to mention that the Batman, the Route 29 Batman died.
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday.
Saw that.
How do you get hit by a car, man? Like, you're Batman. That's so
clearly
sad.
He's not.
He was in his Lambo. Like, how do you miss a Lambo on the road and be like, oh shit, is that a
I couldn't tell. It sounded like he was in the lane.
Yeah, they said that he was partially in the fast lane.
Yeah.
And I was just like, well, that sucks.
Yeah, like his car like broke down. Mm. But yeah, it made it sound like he was like standing or some shit. And I was just like, what? Like, move your car to the other side of the road. But, yeah, no, easier said than done, I guess.
Yeah. Have you seen the poster for Star Wars?
Yeah.
Fenn's got the he's got Luke's or Darth Vader's a lightsaber. Have you noticed that?
Uh-uh.
Mm-hmm. That'd be Luke's saber.
Wait.
Darth Vader. Luke's first lightsaber.
Yeah. Yes, I did know that. But I haven't seen it in the poster. Because I keep saying it was Luke's lightsaber, not that it was Darth Vader, so that does make a lot of sense.
Look at the hilt.
Though, where did he get that from? Because he lost it on Bespin.
They're saying that a large chunk of this movie is tracking down this lightsaber and giving it back to Luke because of some dire situation or some huge, like that lightsaber plays a big role in the film. So. And they're saying,
interesting.
And they're saying that, what's his face? Evil boy there. That his saber is handmade. J.J. Abrams said this in the interview. He said that lightsaber is not a lightsaber and that it was handmade by Ren. And that that's why it's so, like, off. And that's why it's got the hilt and everything like that. And then they're saying that he's a collector. He's an artifact collector and a Darth Vader. They said that the mask and his whole suit is based off of Darth Vader because of the fact that he is such a huge fan of Darth Vader. Like, he's just obsessed.
That's weird.
And that comes from J.J. Abrams. You can look that up. It's in the EW articles and stuff from D23. And so I really found that interesting. They said that the actual mask was based on the Darth Vader designs.
Yeah.
So.
It's weird.
Isn't it? I can't wait for this movie. The only thing that bothers me a little bit is how old... I just don't want him to be old. I look at that picture, I'm like, oh, he's an old man. Like, he was such a badass. I don't want Harrison to be old.
Yeah, it's really weird as how, like, I'm sure you've seen the pictures of him from D23 with, like, Johnny Depp, and how he just looks like, what the fuck is happening? But, like, he looks so old. Like, his hair looks so thin and just, like just messy,
because
it's just, but then you see him in the movie and you're like, yeah, like, goddamn Han Solo. But then you see the pictures of it D23 and you're like, holy shit, old fucking man. Mm-hmm. Like, it's so crazy. Like, I guess out of the role, he's just Joe Schmo, sort of just like, I'm just wearing whatever the fuck I have laying around and fuck my hair. But on set, they're like, you know, okay, Harrison, let's get your hair looking like Han Solo.
As soon as they yell action, he's like running like a 23-year-old. And then when they get cut, he's just like, he gets his cane. He's like fucking...
Yeah.
Well, I just saw a post come up from Superhero Feed.
Did I post that?
4 days until Fear the Walking Dead. 34 days until Gotham. 42 days until S.H.I.E.L.D. 49 days until Flash. 54 days until The Walking Dead. 69 days until Supergirl.
Oof.
And 50 days till Arrow. I think I already said that, but...
Yeah.
Woo.
Crazy. Yeah, that new Walking Dead show starts this weekend also.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. All right, I think the notes are done.
Okay. I can put that together. Oh, this is fucked up. Star Wars Special Edition Xbox 360. R2-D2 replica. R2-D2 sounds. 3 CPO controller featuring silver D-pad cabling. Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope. Quote, Easter egg. Star Wars Special Edition PS4. It's got a picture of Darth Vader on it. The controller sort of looks like him, too.
I saw that. My buddy, Ed, was like, he was like, oh, man. He already has a PS4. He's like, oh, man, I'm totally going to go buy that Darth Vader one. And I went, why? And he was like, oh, because that Darth Vader looks so badass on the side. I was like, you said the same thing about the Batman one. And he was like, yeah, man, but the Darth Vader looks so cool. And I was like, but remember the Xbox one that actually looked like R2 and beeped at you and shit? And he was like, well, I mean, yeah, but... And I was like, yeah, that was cool. Like, yeah, that was... Vader on the side is not cool.
They fucking phoned this shit in.
They did. Well, I felt like they did that with the Batman one also. Yeah. There's like a silhouette of Batman on it. Mm-hmm. Like, what's the cheapest way that we can exploit fans?
Yeah. Like, this one... Well, I mean, it does come with the Battlefield game, so that's kind of cool.
But... No! No, it's not.
And I think it comes with the DLC pass too. So that's kind of cool. Hey, are you buying that game on PC since your PC is so badass now?
Yes.
Okay, good. Because yes. I think everybody is planning on that. I know I am, and I have to get my PC built before November.
That is the plan. I mean, you know, again, we'll see. It's just, I have no idea what to expect as far as finances go.
Yeah, I mean, your whole world is going upside down in about 1 week, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's relatively, what I really like about having a baby, like the baby part of it, I don't want to say it's expensive yet. I mean, obviously it's expensive because you're having a baby, but like food and diapers are your really only concern, you know? Yeah. You don't have, I mean, and daycare, unless you're going to do daycare, I guess that's a big concern.
We're not. Too.
You know, I didn't start feeling the pressure until Colin got to be like 5 and he started going to school, and then you needed all the school stuff, the supplies, then you needed all the clothes all the time, and then you needed all the, and then he eats full meals now, and I'm just like, fuck, I'm going out to dinner and it's $40 instead of $20.
Yeah.
So I think that's the biggest change is as they grow, it gets more expensive. I don't know. And when they're babies, you can just put them in their little rocker and you put them next to you and then you game. And then you're just like, because all they do is fucking sleep.
Yeah. I'm really excited. Katie is like, I guess this weekend, I've just been playing a lot of video games lately just because it's relaxing and I haven't done it really in a while. Like, I actually just sat down and just played games. And she was like, couple of weeks he's gonna be in there with you, like she's like, you're gonna be back in your chair, he's just gonna be on your chest and you're just gonna be like, mm-hmm.
And that will be the photo will be the photo on Facebook, and everyone will be like, oh my god, it's so cute.
Yeah, and at some point he'll just be in, like you said, his little rocker just next to me. That's why I was just doing like a test stream the other day when you popped on. I think I only streamed for like maybe 20 minutes that day.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just testing out the Twitch alert thing. That's why the top, like, the little thing said, we need diapers. Like,
yeah.
People give me money. I gotta buy diapers.
That's a good one. See, I put on mine, I put need a new PC. I put my goal as $750, and then I put, I put it at $1,500, and then I put $750 already raised. And then I was like, come on, people. Like, let's do this together.
Oh, like, help me out? Like, yeah. Can you lie on that? Shit.
I do have the 750, but I need 750 more.
Right, but so. You can just be like, oh, I've already raised this much money.
It shows how much money you've raised, and then I think it shows you how many people have given that session. So it's like, it'll say 0 if nobody's given, but it'll say your total accumulation so far.
Yeah, it should be like, oh, yeah, I didn't get anything this time around. No one's given me anything on this stream that I'm already up to.
And you're like, but hey, people are helping, so come on, put that up, put that money up.
It's funny. Yeah, I just want to, I don't know what game we could all play. I don't even know if we even need to be playing the same game. Do you have H1Z1?
No, I thought about getting it because it's on sale, but I did buy that MKX, and I kind of have to wait until payday to buy anything else.
I'm just trying to figure out if anyone has the same thing.
And I still have to give you $6. Don't worry. I haven't forgotten.
Whatever.
I haven't forgotten. Oh, it's back up to 1999. Never mind. Yeah, and my SSD is starting to fail as well. It's not failing as in blue screens yet, but it's definitely when I wake the computer up, it takes an extra fucking long time for everything to load up, and I know it's the SSD. The SSD is like 3 years old, and these things are only supposed to last two.
Really?
Yeah. SSDs are they're not really reliable for time, and you're supposed to kind of keep a lookout because they only have so many writes and rewrites that they can do on flash memory, and so I've been kind of putting it off because I was like, fuck, I gotta get a new computer. I was like, this thing's gonna fail any day.
That would suck.
Mm-hmm. I have another hard drive that I can install Windows on, but I definitely don't want to. So I'm trying to, like, I don't, anytime I'm not using the computer, I now shut it down. So that way there's nothing writing to it or anything like that. So I've been trying to take care of it. Well. You said notes are done?
Should be.
Okay.
Should be.
Well,
what games do I have? I'm actually now curious if there is anything we could all play.
I'm sure there's a ton that we could play. It's a matter of just locking down a night to play them. I wish that you could sort your library based on what your friends have.
Mm-hmm. That'd be awesome. I'm actually going to look at my... That would be great. Why is that not an option?
I don't know. It needs to be.
There's like a bunch of people playing Ark right now.
What are
people doing?
God, I've got so many games.
Library.
Hey, do you have... How about this one? I have not done this. I've not played this one. Do you have Torchlight 2?
I want to say yes.
Yes, you do. Have you ever played it?
Mm-mm.
Okay, well, that's one that we can play. And Kevin has that as well.
Nice.
Oh, wait. No, you don't. You don't own it.
What?
That's the one you don't own.
I'm almost there. We're just scrolling down. I have a lot of games.
In my collection, I have 279.
Okay, I don't have that many.
I stopped buying because I couldn't do it. If you're looking for a game that's really fucking amazing and you like first person shooters, highly suggest Singularity. Fucking amazing storyline, dude.
Sounds familiar.
Very. It is very, very, very underrated. You'll complete it. I completed it in 6 hours, but I didn't put that game down. It was so good.
What is it about? We can play Depth. We all have Depth. Also, I have Reign of Kings that I gave everybody.
Oh, yeah. We can play that.
Or Chivalry. I gave everyone that, too. Oh, wait. No, I didn't. Did I?
Mm-hmm. I think
I did. Yeah, it's on my inventory, so it must have been sent. I'm looking at my Steam gifts. I think I have Torchlight, too. I think I got that in a gift or something. Why didn't we?
Oh, no. I can't play Depth. Remember? I'm banned.
Oh, shit. Wait, how'd you get banned?
I don't know. I thought that... Okay, so...
Was it because of Rust?
Yeah, because of Rust. But I thought that Steam bans were only... Steam banned... No, I can play this game, but it has to be... No, we can still play this, but it has to be it can't be a Steam server. It has to be a third party.
All right. You can probably do that.
I can still do that. But yeah, because of Rust. Fucking stupid Rust. So, if they ever release a Half-Life 3, no multiplayer for me.
Yep. Way to fuck up, man. Way to fuck up.
Let's see. What else could we play
together? I've also got three copies of Nazi Zombie Army 2, which is Sniper Elite. Yeah, Sniper Elite, Nazi Zombie Army 2.
We could do Bro Force.
We could attempt
Bro Force. Oh my god, that game is so nuts with four, with three, even two people.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many games.
Yeah, like I said, Reign of Kings Chivalry. I could send you guys Nazi Zombie Army 2, which I like that. I have, I click on it, it says, please note, a remastered and improved edition of this game is now available.
Yeah, buy that shit.
Since I bought it, they've already released a new version of it. Absurd. Ugh. Payday 2.
That I found pretty fun. We played that before. We played that. I remember that.
I've never played it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've never played it. I know I haven't. I've just never played it.
I have Payday 1, the heist. That's what I played.
Is that, no, I got, well, I have two copies of Payday 2 in my inventory, my gift inventory.
We could always play Lego Batman.
Do I have, I do have that. I've already beat that. I have 100% of that game.
Really? Damn. Yeah, I still have, dude, I still have Batman 2, Batman 3. You bought me Batman 3 and for us, for Colin and I to play. Mm-hmm. We've only got like an hour into it. And then, of course, Lego Marvel as well. I think it's really difficult to play two-player games on a PC monitor, so I'm really excited to get the streaming stick, because I think me and Colin will have a great time actually on the TV instead of on this monitor.
Mm-hmm. What about, we got Borderlands.
That's true. I am a little burnt out on Borderlands because of how many hours I soaked into the last two games.
Mm-hmm. But I have not touched the pre-sequel yet.
I played a little bit of the pre-sequel. Still good, but I'd play it. And then, oh, what's another one? I don't know what that one is.
Got some Castle Crashers up in this bitch.
That reminds me, I have to install a couple games.
Some Depth.
Gotham, I have to install. Free to play. Play game. Install.
Yeah, I don't have a whole lot of multiplayer games. It's kind of weird. I don't know who got me King Arthur's Gold, but I have that.
What's in my... Which, I mean, what's in my inventory to give away?
I got Lego the Hobbit? I don't even remember buying that.
I've got the Dead Space pack. Oh, we could play Dead Space 3 if you have that. I have that.
Oh, fuck that. I can't do scary games.
I played through the first two, and they're scary as shit.
I can't do it, man. Just thinking about it has made my heart level. I can feel my heart racing.
Dude, literally.
We haven't even done anything yet.
Literally, like, you're getting off of a train, and you see all the blood on the wall, and you hear people. It's just like, fuck, I don't want to walk another step.
Yep. All right, getting back on the train, getting the fuck out of here.
I have the BioShock triple pack to give away still.
I wish that Road Redemption on their multiplayer mode worked.
Road Redemption?
Mm-hmm.
On what?
It's the one of the... Huh?
What?
Road Redemption?
What's that?
The motorcycle one with the baseball bats and the...
Oh, did they give up on that? Is that done?
I think it's done.
That's sad.
I think it died.
I don't know.
I haven't played it in forever.
I guess people just didn't
care. It was released about a year ago, September 2014. Yeah, I mean, I guess I can find, still get people's like in comments or anything, see what people are saying. But I'm sure I'm sure it's dead. I haven't seen the updates. Kind of sucks. It was a fun game.
I had high hopes for it.
Sniper Elite. Want me some Sniper Elite?
I've never played. Alright. I gotta get going. I gotta see how Ash is doing, and then I gotta post this, and then I gotta go to bed. I've been averaging ever since inventory, I've only averaged like 4 hours of sleep a night. So I'm getting to that point of ready to just.
Yeah, we were up really late on.
And I know your wife can't sleep.
Yeah, I was like Saturday night. I was up till 4 a.m. because we were taming another T-Rex. And that took forever. And then last night, she couldn't sleep, so therefore I couldn't sleep. Because she's moving around a whole bunch, and it was just like, so I'm actually pretty fucking tired.
Yeah.
But I might go play video games.
Me too.
Yeah. I might actually stream tonight. I don't know. We'll see.
All right, man. Well, I will talk to you later, and I will get this posted. And we have another show in the can here. So.
Yay!
We have two shows.
Nice.
So we can post 131 and a half pretty soon. I'm going to post this one probably to the main podcast. Because we actually talked about some pretty cool stuff. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. And then maybe at some point before next week's show, we could try out the Twitch thing.
Okay. That's for sure.
Just the show. Just, I don't know. We'll figure it out.
We could test it out.
Yeah. It'll be a little fun.
Alrighty. Bye-bye.
All right, man.
All right.
See ya.
See ya. Bye.
I'm Kevin.